Welcome in. Today we're doing one of the fastest upgrades you can make to a beginner, drum and bass groove, offbeat percussion placement. This is the stuff that makes a loop feel rolling and forward moving, even if your kick and snare pattern stays super simple. And we're doing it in Ableton Live with stock tools, so you can follow along no matter what your setup is. Alright, let's build a clean tube RDNB loop at a proper tempo, then we'll humanize it, mix it, and turn it into something you could actually arrange into a track. First, set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere in the 170 to 175 range is home base for DNB, but 174 is a sweet spot. Create a new MIDI track, drop in a drum rack, and load a few one-shots. A tight short kick, a snare with some crack and body, a short crisp closed hat, a shaker or a noisy hat, a tiny rim or tick or click, and optionally a ride if you want a heavier top. Quick mindset tip before we place anything. Build your foundation first, then decorate it with offbeats. If you start with a million hats, you'll be guessing what's actually making it groove. Now make a one-bar MIDI clip, and set your grid to 16th notes. Let's do the classic two-step foundation. Put your kick on beat 1. That's 1.1.1 in Ableton's clip view. Then put your snare on beat 2 and beat 4. So snare at 1.2.1 and 1.4.1. Loop that and just listen for a second. This should feel stable, almost plain. That's good. Offbeats need something solid to push against. Now the key move, the main offbeat hat. In DNB, offbeats usually mean the end of each beat. In Ableton timing, those are 1.1.3, 1.2.3, 1.3.3, and 1.4.3. So grab your closed hat and place hits exactly on those four spots. Keep the velocities reasonable, like 70 to 90. Not maxed out. You want it confident, not aggressive. Play it back. You should immediately hear the loop start to breathe and pull forward. That offbeat hat is basically the heartbeat of a rolling top line. Now we're going to add motion in between, but lightly. This is where beginners often overdo it, so we'll be picky. Add two ghost hats as quiet little taps. One just before the snare, place a hat at 1.1.4, the last 16th before beat 2. And one just after the snare, place another hat at 1.2.2, the second 16th of beat 2. Set these velocities way lower, around 25 to 45. These are not supposed to read as extra hats, they're supposed to read as movement. Also, shorten the MIDI note length so things don't overlap and smear. If your hats feel washy, it's often not the pattern, it's that the samples are ringing into each other. If needed, open the hat in simpler and reduce the decay or use a tiny fade out. Now let's add character, an offbeat tick. Pick a rim, click, or tick that's tight and mid-rangey. Not a big snare like rimshot, more like a little percussive punctuation. We're going to make this musical by phrasing it across two bars, so extend your clip to two bars. In bar 1, put the tick on 1.3.3, which is the offbeat after beat 3. In bar 2, move it. Try it at 2.1.3. The offbeat after beat 1. You can also experiment with 2.4.3 if you wanted to answer later in the bar. This is a big concept. We're not just placing sounds, we're creating a conversation. Bar 1 says something, bar 2 responds. That's how a loop starts feeling played instead of copy-pasted. Here's a quick coaching test that works ridiculously well. Mute your snare for a moment. Listen to your offbeat layer. Does it still feel like it's aiming toward where beats 2 and 4 would be? Like it's pointing at the backbeat? If yes, you're locking in. If it just feels like random ticking, simplify and re-accent. Next up, a shaker or a ride layer for motion and width. Add a shaker playing steady 16ths. Literally fill all the 16ths for a bar or two. It will sound like too much at first, but we're going to shape it with velocity so it grooves. Here's the idea. Accent the offbeats, de-emphasize the downbeats. So on the shaker, heap downbeats like 1.1.1, 1.2.1. 1.3.1, 1.4.1 lower, around 35 to 50. Then make the offbeat stronger, around 60 to 80, and don't make them all identical. Tiny differences are your friend. Teacher tip, velocity is your groove fader. Before you reach for swing, try increasing contrast by turning the quiet notes down, not the loud notes up. Humans don't hit everything harder to groove more. They usually play the unimportant stuff softer. Now, let's make it feel human using Ableton tools. Open the groove pool. Drag in a swing 16 groove, something mild. We're not going for drunken shuffle. Tight swing is the DNB move most of the time. Apply the groove to your hat and shaker clips, not your kick and snare. Important point. Don't quantize everything the same way. Keep kick and snare tight and stable. let the tops carry the feel. In the groove settings, start with timing at 10 to 25%, velocity at 5 to 15%, random anywhere from 0 to 10%. Play it back and listen for a subtle shift. If it suddenly sounds sloppy, back it off. The goal is more alive, not falling downstairs. If you want a controlled alternative, add the MIDI velocity device on the hat or shaker chain. Set it to random and try a range of plus or minus 8 to 15. That's just enough to avoid machine gun repetition without destroying your accents. Now we're going to do a quick clean mix pass on the hats and percussion using stock effects. On your hats and percussion group or the individual tracks, add EQ 8 first. High pass around 200 to 400 Hz to remove low junk. If things are harsh, do a small dip around 7 to 10 kHz, like 2 dB. Small moves. Then add saturator. Drive at 1 to 4 dB, and turn soft clip on. This helps hats read clearly without just turning them up, especially on smaller speakers. Then add drum bus for light glue. Drive around 2 to 6, crunch 0 to 10%. Usually keep boom off for hats. And if you want the hats to feel tighter without getting louder, try turning transient up a bit, like 5 to 15. That can make the offbeats pop in a controlled way. One more mixing trick that's optional but super effective: sidechain ducking from the snare. This audio version is shortened for playback.